What have you thought of Devon Hollis's play down there? Is anything that he's done surprised you at all?
Devon's played well. I had an opportunity to actually watch him mouth, you know, all off season and throughout the summer. You know, they have some competition there at the corner position, but he has very good tape, and he's an excellent fit for the way they like to play.
Mike, how do you like the way Eddie Lacy finished up camp and where he is at?
Eddie's had a solid camp. Obviously comfortable in the offense and the things we're asking him to do. So he's ready to go.
Do you have an ideal workload for him and James?
I'm not going to get into who's doing what, but he's going to play. I can promise you that.
Mike, how much work goes into an opener each year?
The opening game, probably too much work. Frankly, I think you have to guard against that. You have a lot of ideas, a lot of things you want to do. But the reality is, until you set that final roster, it really brings everything to light. And I think that's really what we've been able to do the last couple of days, and just focus in on you know, our football team and the things that we feel we need to do. The other part of it, too, is the 20-30% on unscouted looks that you'll probably see in this game, and that's part of our approach.
More complicated with an uncommon opponent and all those unscouted looks?
I wouldn't say more comp. I think in the flow of a season, probably more complicated. But, you know, you've had a whole offseason to study them and what they want to do. But it's the NFL. I mean, it's going to be different. It always is in week one.
Mike, not just the unscouted looks, but their defense through free agency, through draft picks, they've got a lot of new parts. How challenging is that, the game plan? What's the process of game planning when you haven't seen the full defense together as one?
Well, just from a personnel standpoint, you obviously look at all the snaps that those guys played in the preseason. It's on every cut-up. You know, we spent some time the week of the Kansas City game, you know, going ahead and watching the preseason games with our veteran players. So just to get them acclimated to the personnel so that we could focus on what we want to do this week.
I actually want to ask about the unscouted looks. How do you prepare for that? Do you try to project what they might do? Is it a matter of just seeing what they do after the first series or two and adjusting the sideline? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah, it's really the flow of a normal game. I mean, it's your network of communication on the sidelines is very important. It's a key component to your success on Sundays. So you have to have those conversations, be proactive with your adjustments as far as how you train your team the week of going into it. You know, everybody has a history. Everybody has mannerisms, behaviors, personalities that you have to take a look at. But at the end of the day, it's about being ready. And that's just always been our approach and sticking to the things that we know we can do.
What do you respect most about Bortles?
Excuse me?
What do you respect most about Bortles?
Bortles, I mean, when you go through the offseason study, you look at his production and, you know, the jump that he made last year. I think what you really see is the comfort that he has, particularly at the end of the year, in the offensive scheme. So he's comfortable. His ability to play in the pocket, out of the pocket, it looks like he has a very good understanding and command at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, he knows where to go with the football.
Mike, you talked the other day about the 48 hours, the kind of a disruption period after cutdown day. Are you satisfied? Your players have kind of put that in the rearview mirror and they're ready to get going.
I don't know if I used the word disruption. If I did, I don't really view it as a disruption. I think there's a 48-hour period that everybody has to go through, you know, the personal change that happens in this business. So there's change for everybody each and every year. So we are preparing for Jacksonville. We had a hell of a practice yesterday. The workload was tremendous. It was hot in the Hudson Center, so that was a good thing. And we have our big day today, our padded practice, so that's what we're focused on.
I don't want to see your report later today, but do you have any concerns about anybody going into, as they stand right now, going into Sunday?
I don't have any big immediate concerns, but really from last week to this week, it doesn't look like a whole lot of things are going to change. We're going to work some guys at the beginning of practice, so we'll see how that works out.
This training camp was very different for Julius Peppers than probably the previous ones, the amount you used them and things like that. What's your expectation for how you want to use them, and what's your expectation for, you know, his performance, what you expect from him?
Well, I think when you look at Julius and some of the veteran players, you have to, you know, take a hard look at the, you know, play time and what he's done in the past and what works best, you know, over the course of a season. So, I mean, it's like a lot of things. At the beginning of the year, you may have projections or, you know, vision of how you want to play, how much you want to play each and every guy. You start that way, but, I mean, there's so many things that can happen. So, and that's really how our conversations go.
Mike, what kind of an impact do you think a guy like Dean Lowry can have this season?
Well, Dean Lowry's a, you know, excellent football player. I think the first thing is you love his motor, the way he flies around. He'll have a role, you know, for our football team. And if he's up on a 46, which I fully expect he will be, he'll be called on to, you know, to perform. So all these guys that are here, you know, have the same expectations, whether you've been here, you know, one day or 10 years.
Mike, with Jake Ryan, what kind of progress have you seen from him over this past year? And kind of what's your comfort level with having some younger inside linebackers?
Well, I look at Jake Ryan. You can really see the second half of the season where the light bulb, you know, goes on full time and has an understanding. He's playing faster. Just the terminology and the understanding where you're not thinking and playing. So I thought you saw that in the second half of the season. And really, you know, fighting through the hamstring all training camp is big, his biggest issue. But I thought he had quality. He had quality snaps in the Kansas City game.
You've been a rookie on the defensive headset like you will with Blake before. What does that say just about his level of understanding and ability to communicate that understanding?
Well, I think you have to give him a lot of credit for his ability to communicate and understand, because that's you know, that's a heck of an adjustment. You can see it in the OTAs. He picked it up quickly. And, you know, we have a new communication process with, you know, Dom Capers calling it from the box to the defensive players. So, and after four weeks, it looks like it's gone very well.
Do you have to worry about not putting too much on his plate? I realize he's a smart guy and all that, but between regular defense and dime defense and special teams and headset, seems like it's a lot, but maybe you can handle all that.
Well, I mean, that's why we practice. That's why we meet. That's why we have walkthroughs. That's why we spend the time that we do in the preparation phase. And it's important for us to look at all these guys, Blake included, and make sure we're giving them the opportunity to be successful. And that's the approach as far as what you ask them to do, how much you ask them to do, and communications is part of that responsibility.
When we talked to Jordy yesterday, he said there had been discussions about, you know, how much he would play and not overworking immediately. And I was just wondering, with a guy like Brett Boone, who doesn't really have the ability to ease in because he's got to play every snap, and given that he's a few months less in recovery than Jordy, are there things that you can try and do to, within the context of his play, to make it easier for him since it is his first game back?
Well, I think you're going to have to trust in Brett's experience. But as far as easing back into being a snapper, you know, on punts and field goal, I mean, it's pretty clear cut, you know, responsibility. So, I don't think you can, you know, we're not going to be able to, you know, rep him or, you know, spare him. So, it's full go with Brett Good.
Mike, what is it like for you on Sunday when you finally kick off the long grind of training camp and games are finally here? Is it a release? Is it an excitement? Is it anxiety?
Oh, it's exciting. I mean, it's the opening game. I mean, opening day, heck, since you're a kid playing T-shirt League baseball, is an exciting day. I mean, this is the first game in the National Football League. It's, you know, everybody has the same goal, and that's the way we approach it. But it's been fun going through training camp. It's been a challenge. We've had an up-and-down flow, but this is what it's all about. It's about playing real games, getting into a rhythm of a preparation process is the focus as we go through this week. But once, you know, once we get to the stadium and you know it's for real, that's what it's all about. There's nothing like game day.
Mike, based on the evaluations that you and your staff did throughout camp and throughout the preseason games, was there any change in the level of play for Josh Sitton?
I mean, I've answered the Josh Sitton questions the last 3 days. I mean, it was a decision that was made on a number of different variables, and that's where we're at.